Oh yeah, we are back. Welcome to the NAB AFL Fantasy Podcast. Today we're looking at plenty of different things. We're looking at the best 22 that we could possibly pick right now. What could be at the end of the season?
G'day, we're the Traders and we are really excited because we have a massive AFL Fantasy show coming up for you today. Now, there's heaps of things on the list for us to go through, but the thing I am most excited about is we are going to name what we think will be the highest averaging team at the end of the 2015 season.
I'm slightly nervous.
I'm very nervous.
I'm extremely nervous. Yes, huge, huge show ahead. So be ready for that. You might want to grab a pen and paper and jot some things down. If you're doing that, you might be doing that to actually look at us in a couple of months' time and say, you blokes are idiots. You've got no idea.
Yeah, don't get that pen and paper. Just leave that right where it is there. So listen and enjoy.
All right, now the game has opened up. We've been going for almost a month now, which is really good. And I think most of the things people know about rule changes, anything there, it's probably pretty basic. This year we won't be having the free hit round because it's not a split round to begin with. So that's one thing. We'll be ready to go on that Easter weekend. So it still feels like such a long time away.
Do you know what? Slightly disappointed because I'm good at that round.
Yes, you were.
I'm the eighth best in the world at that.
Yeah, you were. So that sort of thing. Let's remember a few things along the way as well. Prices change weekly this year. That started last year. So weekly price changes, all those sorts of things. But pretty much most of the things for the game are remaining the same.
Well, the thing I'm interested in is the prizes.
Of course you are, Calvin.
$25,000 up for grad thanks to NAB. Look, imagine that going in your pocket.
What would actually make you even remotely interested in the prize?
Well, I'll tell you what.
You need to worry about a weekly win.
Listen,
head-to-head.
You've just been crossed off this because you also win a grand final package worth over $4,000.
You're due for a breakout, mate.
For two people.
You and I.
Yep, I'm taking you. Right, exactly. You can see that. And, of course, they've also got prizes this year for second and third. So you've got to get involved. The other thing is, in match day, over $600,000 up for grabs and a chance to win $10,000 on every game.
If you are, this is my favourite part, this is my favourite innovation, the new thing. If you are in the first 10,000 coaches to create and fill your league by March 2, you get AFL Fantasy Live Pass.
Already done it.
Yes, I've got my league filled.
I was quick.
If you haven't done that yet, jump on board. So you can do that at fantasy.afl.com.au. Get your fantasy team ready.
Have you guys owned that before?
The Live Pass?
Yeah.
Yes, my father has. I bought it for him because I've got Foxtel.
You're a nice bloke.
It's brilliant. I've got Foxtel, but I've got that on top of it.
Well, if you have to do a little bit of shopping at times with the wife, and you've done that on a Saturday afternoon...
Yes.
It's probably pretty handy and a good investment, but you can get that for free.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
All right, now, there is a bit of news going on, gentlemen. I guess we haven't sort of gone through the news for a little while, so it's probably something for people to catch up on in the last couple of weeks, I suppose, of things that have been going on. So we've got to start off with the biggest news of all, the huge news that came out about a week or so ago.
Yeah? What?
Colin Sylvia.
Oh, no.
He has been banished to the Waffle, basically. I think he's been told, you're not in shape, mate. You've got to go and train with Pearl Thunder.
Who would have thought?
What is he actually doing, Colin?
He's getting a few dollars.
He's getting a lot.
Devastated that he's not going to be a member of the Warn Dogs. Because now I've actually crossed him off the list. I can't believe done that.
Can you find some better news than that, please?
Better news.
Well,
they
actually have. Here you go. Don't quite cross him right off. They have a good history of sending people back.
Oh, yes.
And they come back better for it.
Yes. He's corrupted
My favourite...
He's
my
so
favorite,
cheap, though, Colin.
My favourite quote came from Wayne Carey, though.
Oh, yes.
Said something like, he looked like he fell asleep and woke up after looking like he swallowed the mattress or something like that. He said it was pretty rude.
Wayne,
anyway.
Goodness.
Yes, all right. So, some of the big news. Now, it is Monday that we are looking at here, and the news this afternoon is devastating news. Christian Petrarca.
I know.
Oh, that is devastating.
ACL. So he'll be gone for the season. So that's a very sad thing.
That's
I think he was in about 10% of teams at this stage. So people are going to need to make some changes with that, which is a bit unfortunate because the kid is a gun player and he's going to be a fantasy gun too, I think, in the future. Yep. So that's a big one. Some other things that have come through in the last couple of weeks, Bo Waters setback, and we're all pretty keen on him to slot him in the back line. About 344 grand, I think he sits at. And at this stage, it's not looking like he's going to be, well, he might be.
It's devastating because what we kept saying over and over, if he is fit and selected round one, we will pick him.
For sure.
The if was always in capitals.
It was in capitals.
Wasn't it?
Yes. All right. Now, continuing along with over there, I think your mate, Scooter Selwood, he is tracking for the NAB Challenge now.
He's back on track.
Great.
I hope he smashes the NAB and you have to make a decision.
I wouldn't know what to do. Him and I haven't spoken for rounds and rounds and rounds.
Other ones, a little while ago, a bit of news came out the same day about down at Geelong, Mitch Clark and Stevie J with some injury worries. I think Mitch Clark's probably the biggest one because we're picking him up for an extremely cheap price. And he is one of the, I think he's in the top five most selected players at the moment. So
I think,
well, hopefully he's going to be all right. That was a bit of a calf. So it was a little while ago. We'll just have to keep our eyes on that and probably see and hopefully see him in the NAB Challenge. Now, Stevie J, Calvin, are you picking him? Because you are one of the biggest Stevie J fans.
I love Stevie. Mm. I love his randomness. But, like, one week he scores you 160, next week doesn't turn up, late withdrawal. But listen, no, at this stage you can't pick him. Interrupted pre-season, a bit of an issue with this ongoing foot.
Yes.
He's been given even a little bit of time off where the Geelong just went, look, just have a rest, mate. Just
sit down.
Sit down.
Just sit down.
Put that foot up. Mm. Bit of ice on it. But, yeah, look, coming into it, if he does scratch up a couple of NAB games,
what would he have to do in the NAB for you to pick him up?
Turn up.
Yep.
And post anything around 90 to 100 score, I'd be happy with. Something solid.
Yeah, okay.
He's in.
Yep. Right. That's interesting. All right. Up in Brisbane, now Pierce Hanley lost his dual position status, but even more devastatingly, he had a hip operation, and that didn't quite go to plan, or it's going to take a bit longer than what they first expected. And so it sounds like he's going to be about the mid-season he'll be back, which could be very interesting. You know, heading into our fantasy finals, he could be a massive X factor around
there. I'll tell you what, there's even huge ramifications for the start of the season, because Hanley, his outside run, that's the fashion to tag the guy with the outside run these days. So he was an obvious person to tag.
He
just puts more heat on Beams and Rockcliffe.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Now, there's been plenty of people training the house down over the preseason.
Is there?
Just head to the AFL website, afl.com.au, and you'll be able to find plenty of articles. And they do get you a little bit excited about some guys who are looking like a bit of midfield time. One guy, and I'm sure he's going to be in our discussion later on when we look at our best 22, Dusty Martin was one of the most exciting ones of that I did see coming through.
So he's walk up then?
Oh, yeah. I think he's going to be. We'll talk about him a little bit later. A few other guys that I did like there, Cade Collar-Jasny. He still offers some value.
He certainly does, yes.
I think he's got a chance.
So do I. I've been keeping a sneaky eye on Collo. You know how sometimes I keep a couple just secret?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that was going to be
one. Is this one out of the bag?
Yeah, but anyway, good on you for sharing that. That's what a nice person would do. Yeah. Because I think he, like you said, is massive value.
Big time.
He's one of the few defenders that has the potential in the next few years to push that 90-plus average, I reckon.
Of course he does, yeah. Another one there could be very cheap is Sharad Wellingham at West Coast. I've talked about him popping in the midfield too. Like,
what's he named as?
What is he, Calvin, there for?
He's named as a dual position. You'd enjoy that, a forward mid. And he's priced at an average of, 67, unless it's discounted. So, look, 381,000.
It's an awkward price.
It is. So many forwards. There's not room for him. Hey, here's just another Roy's rumour mill. I actually got inside word of someone who is training the house down.
Okay.
So it's not even like one of the lies that go up on the website. Jack Redden.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be such a unique for anyone that wants to pick him, especially with all the hype of everyone else at the Lions. I'm saying he is going to average over 110 this year.
That's a big
call, massive.
Roy.
It's a massive call. And I've said it now pre-season, okay. early. You can
you got bring him on
this
the line.
Back up. Yeah,
got
you
him
can
on
bring
line.
This back up. A
little
year.
Bit of breaking news. Apparently, Cruiser might be. They say he's going to be right for round one.
Yes.
However, we may not see him in the NAB Challenge, and he is a very, very popular player. And one last one that is just coming through, buzzing on my Twitter feed now. Rocky, there's a problem with Rocky.
Beg your pardon?
Yes, there is a problem with him.
What?
Swine flu.
Oh, God.
All right, let's start looking at, and I'm nervous to do this, the best team we could put together, the highest averaging team by the end of the season, so that we're looking at basically your keepers.
The keepers. And we're looking at, like you said, the highest averaging team. So I guess some thoughts come in there about maybe some durability along the way, but we've got to back in most of our guys. The guys we're picking, we're thinking they'll be the ones that we want at the end of the year.
Yeah.
So kicking it off, I am about to name who will be the best six averaging defenders for 2015.
You actually look really nice. Well,
I can just see you blokes looking at me. Wait,
I am trying to.
Okay, let's just kick it off. There's three guys who are dead set going to be there. Hodgie.
Your number one?
Averaging 97 last year, he will obviously, that's a no-brainer.
Don't throw a name out there and then get all defensive in the way you're sitting looking at us.
Next one, Cade Simpson, averaging 92 last year. He's number two. Number three, Malcheski, averaged 92 last year with the Suns, easy draw. He will have some big games.
Yeah, definitely. Good call.
Got your boy Hibbo in there. Dog?
Of course he is.
He comes in.
Nice and consistent.
Now, this is where it gets a little dodged because, let's face it, I had the hardest job here with the defenders.
It was a tough job.
I nearly put you in it, Roy. Number five.
Kolodziejczyk.
Getting the nod. He averaged 82 last year, right? But he averaged 90 for the first half of the season and he's been said to get more midfield time.
Of course he does.
Brody Smith.
Yep.
I like that. I like that call and I'm wanting to start with him at the moment.
I will. He's he'll be my first pick back there, I reckon.
Okay, good. Well, I'm off to a pretty good start here. So that's my top five.
Right.
Now, the last spot was up for grabs. So averaging 87 last year, I had Burgoyne, James Kelly, Birchall. They all averaged 87. Other names I'd like to throw in there, Yenchi. My mate Reece Shaw.
Oh, yeah.
Surely that won't happen this year.
So it came down. So Burgoyne was one that I really looked at, and I was like, okay, hang on. Don't go yet.
Okay.
And I looked at his numbers. He turns 32 this year.
Veteran.
He had his best year last year in the last, like, four seasons, though. But you know the thing that I didn't like about him? Guess how many hundreds he got in his last 18 games? The answer's zero.
Really?
No joke.
That's amazing, isn't
it? So then I've tossed out another one here. This guy averaged 82 last year, came home like a freight train, averaging 94 in his last six games. St Kilda, Nunes.
Oh.
He's the hype boy of this preseason.
He's very hyped up, but rightfully
so. I like
so.
It, though. I like what
so
you've done
So in my sixth position, to me it came down to Burgoyne versus Reece Short. No, not Reece Short. Burgoyne versus Nunes. So you got a guy on the way down, and you got a guy on the way up. Back the boy in.
Yeah, I love it.
Are you happy with my six?
Yeah, very happy.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, no, good
I'm
job.
Happy.
Good
yeah,
job.
I like it too. Good. Considering too, he lost. Well, not lost. He's gained defender status. Mm, like he's been a midfielder.
Yeah.
And there has been. I've read those articles during the preseason.
Yep.
They're talking about him midfield time, and that's a fair thing. Like he's going to.
Did he or did he not? I should have probably found this out. Did he get a leadership group? I've got a feeling he did.
He may have. He's been talked about a bit, so potentially he has been.
Anyway.
Mm. You could put a V on him anyway.
Oh, easy.
Put him in your leadership.
Of course
group,
you could. Now, that I'm pretty happy with that. You boys happy with that?
That's good.
I'm proud of you.
So can I quickly just go through them again?
Yep.
Hodge,
mm-hmm.
Simpson, Malcheski, Hibbard, Brody Smith, Nunes.
All right, your turn, Roy. We're going to the midfield. Calvin's off to a cracking start, and I'm sure there'll be people that are going to disagree with that. Make sure you hit us up on Twitter.
That's the funny thing. I don't think people will.
You don't?
No.
We might have to do a little bit of a poll later and see who's actually nailed their position.
Okay,
the
Roy.
Okay.
Midfielders.
All right. Number one, the GOAT, Rockcliffe. He set a world record.
Well.
He set a world record. Yep. Obviously, issues. He might get a bit more tagged.
Yep.
There's a lot of other people coming into the team. He will still be the best at the end of the season. Okay. Next, Gary Ablett. Easy. Last four games of the season.
Put him out on the line.
Before he got injured, he averaged 140.
Yep.
That's when they had a sniff of finals. This whole year, they are supposed to make finals.
Oh, they got the draw to match, too.
So he's going
to be
going bang, bang, bang.
Yep.
Number three.
All right. This is where it gets interesting, I'm sure.
Am I boring you?
No. Oh, no.
Slightly.
Yes. I can't help that they're good players.
Okay.
Number three. Moving up to the Den. Dane Beams is going to take his average over 115.
That's a massive call.
And he will be the third highest averaging player in the competition.
Huge. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I've fallen off my chair.
Right.
Okay.
I think it's possible.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I'm really interested in the next few here because you've obviously gone. Okay, keep going.
Dane Beams has averaged 116 before.
Yes, I know, yes. And has been nominated for pig status.
Exactly right. Okay. And I think by the end of the year, he might be one.
Ooh. Right, okay.
Okay, number four. This guy, I threw it out on Twitter, who did people think would be in the top eight at the
end
of the
year. So you cheated.
No, because I actually, this guy was not mentioned once, and I'm putting him into number four.
Number four?
Yep. You cannot disrespect Jordan Lewis after what he did.
Yeah. My only worry is it's like an outlier type of a year with him. Like for example, I could not pick him to start with because of that reason.
Yeah, definitely. However, I wouldn't do that. Yeah.
And however, then I'd say that it's a big call to have him up there, but he did have such a smashing year.
What did he do wrong?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
Especially the last part.
So he's averaged 110, right?
Yep.
But he's gone, he's finished the season with eight straight hundreds, if you don't include his injury where he was red-vested. Those, in that time, there were scores of 139, 149, 144, and 156, and he averaged 130 over his last six games of the season.
Yep. That's just ridiculous.
That is huge.
That deserves number four. It just deserves number four.
It deserves number four.
Hawthorn aren't getting any worse.
Exactly.
It might even deserve number three. Keep going.
Okay, number five, Barlow.
Yes.
Come on, I thought
I might have heard his name earlier.
Oh,
but,
did you?
Yeah, but
for some reason,
five.
Yep. I always hesitate with Barlow.
Yep.
But like he started last year 130 in his first two games and then got injured. So he had a bit of injury last season, still managed to average that 111, and he racked up over 130 on five occasions, despite missing a lot of games. So, fair for number
happy
five, boy?
Yep, I'm happy. I'll take that.
Okay.
Three to go.
Number six, Toby Green.
Wow.
What?
New school destroyed.
He is taking his average of 103, well over 110 this year. He didn't drop under 125 in the last month, including a 165. Oh, sorry, Roy. My bad. You're right.
Well, if you think he's going to do that, you must start with him this year.
I am.
You are definitely starting with him.
Oh, definitely.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Look how confident he is.
He is confident. Yeah. You should see it.
I'm starting.
You can't see this in this form when it's just audio.
His eyes are wider.
He's excited.
I just had a coffee. Number seven, Steel Side Bottom.
Yeah, you've got him above Pendles, I think.
I do, yep. There is a bit of hype about Steele, and I think this year he is going to overtake Pendles in the fantasy stakes. He will get much more of a free run than Pendles. And I
100%.
Think, and personally, that last month, it's like Pendles was over getting tagged.
Yep.
He gave up.
Is that right, Roy?
No, I don't know, but I think Steele is going to get far more free ball.
I'm happy with the Steele over Pendle selection.
He averaged 108, and I think he's going to improve, so.
Yep. Yeah, he was one of the big, I guess, upgrade guys last year that people were really keen on.
Because he can go 140s, and he went over 140 three times last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not many guys can do that.
All right.
Okay. One spot left. I think I should go with my on-the-cusp commiserations, guys. You didn't quite sneak in.
Oh, right.
Would you like that?
Yeah, I
like that.
Have we got time for that?
Yeah,
we definitely
okay.
do.
Okay. Well, I'll start with Pendles. I'm sorry, mate. You didn't make the top eight this year.
Wow.
And no, I'm all right with that.
Yeah, I put some notes down. I can't remember what they were. That's it. Ordinary finish with 4 out of 6 below 100.
Yep.
That's no way to finish the season.
He gave up.
He did.
Yeah, that happens to a few players. All right. Geez, it's
okay.
Pendles.
But at least I put him on the cusp. Pritis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, what you were saying about Jordan Lewis, that massive, you know, he did take it. He's always been very good, but he certainly elevated it. He tackles a lot, but, you know, even though he sort of tags and that, he might get a little bit more attention now he's won a Brownlow.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah,
just
I
might
agree.
Drop him down a couple of points, keep him out of that top eight. Heppel. Yeah. Heppel is going to get tagged harder than Watson this year.
Yeah, he will.
And, you know, I just think that's going to drop his average.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
So he misses out, despite the hype.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
I still think he's going to
be
good.
He may miss a couple of games early too.
Okay.
But
well, I didn't want to go there. That was one of my reasons. I think, I'm not saying these guys aren't good, Warren. I'm saying they just don't quite make my top eight. Selwood. Joel Selwood, with six scores of under 82. I love Selwood because he can go massive. But when he goes low, gee, he can go low.
He can.
And I think it keeps him out of the top eight.
He hits Crowley early as well, and that's not going to be good.
Mm. Well,
especially
Stevie
when
J
Steve
might
Johnson,
get it.
No, he's got a sore foot. Which I'll go on to next. Stevie, he's got foot issues.
Hang on. So Stevie's not... I was waiting
Stevie
for you to
Stevie
go...
J was the most expensive player...
Who averaged like 118 in 2013.
I'm really worried about his foot. And he's someone that you manage.
You don't have him at number eight.
He doesn't get in.
I'm leaving.
Wow.
This is ridiculous.
Trelaw, he's a really good player. Yep. He's on the way up. I usually like picking people like him. But no, he doesn't quite make it just yet. JPK.
Yep.
He could potentially be in there.
He could be.
He could scrape an eighth spot, but he doesn't get it. Redden is extremely unlucky.
Okay.
I think he could have done it, but he doesn't quite get there. Sloan just Sloan misses Ranger. Out as well.
I'm just dying to hear who this person is.
Wow, I can't even think who it could be at the moment.
No, you wouldn't be able to because it's just out of this world and I'm going to be right too. That's the thing.
Okay.
Luke.
Parker.
Yes, Luke what? Parker. Yep, well, dead set. He's going to be so unique because he's lost that forward eligibility. However, I just thought I'd put some notes down just to justify
please
it.
Please convince me more.
Excluding that grand final where all the Swans were horrible, he averaged 118 over his last seven games. He's only 21. He's their best and fairest. He tackles like a machine. He's a ball magnet. I think he ticks all boxes to go up over 110. And sneak into that eighth spot as the best midfielder in AFL fantasy
well,
for 2015.
Well, you've heard it all. That is some guys that surprised me. Obviously, Parker.
Yeah.
Toby Green being that far up the list.
Yeah, I thought he might be in the mix.
Number six.
Barlow being lower than what I thought. But I tell you what, hats off because...
It is probably the hardest position out of the lot to do.
I spend a lot of time on only eight positions, I must admit. Because realistically,
you can throw a blanket over a lot
of
dudes.
The top three are obvious. I think Rocky, Ablett, and even though you guys don't agree, Beamer, I think those three are obvious.
Yep.
Throw a blanket over the next 15.
Well done.
Yep.
Well done, Roy. Thanks.
So, Calvin, with the news that Cruiser will be missing the opening rounds, I'm sure... Oh, was he going to be in the mix for the top two rucks?
Cruiser was not in the mix for the top two rucks, but he is up there with one of the most selected players this year. So a lot of restructuring happening around Australia right now and around the world, I might add. Now, I had the job of picking the two highest averaging rucks for the year.
Right.
Number one choice.
Sam Jacobs. Good.
Sam Jacobs.
Roy's not happy.
No. He will be when you hear this.
Well, yeah, you're right, Warren Dog. You could read my face.
He's averaged 97 last year.
Yep, I am.
He will get it over 100 this year. In his 22 games, he had 15 scores of 100, equal to Scott Pendlebury.
Beast
mode. That's ridiculous.
Easily the number one ruckman, in my opinion.
Well,
easily.
Good. I'm glad I got the dog tick of approval.
Yeah, well done, Calvin.
It's not easily. I hate how dismissive you are of this issue. This is not easy call.
15 hundreds.
Yes.
Same as Scott Pendlebury.
Well, I don't like to tread
Scott
on
Pendlebury
your shoes
couldn't
here.
Make.
However, Stephen Martin probably had 15 in 15 games.
He might have. He might be in this list as well.
Yeah, sorry. Keep going.
Well, I've only got one other spot to fill.
Yes, it's only two, top two rucks.
And a guy that nearly got it was Mumford. And that is going to be controversial
here.
Yeah,
has the potential.
I think he's going to be good.
I've given the nod to Stephen Marsh.
Oh, good on you. Good
now,
on
what,
you.
What does this bloke have to do wrong? Let me just talk for a second.
Okay.
He played 12 games, lowest score of 97, averaging 112. Now, let's not forget.
Oh, machine. He was awesome.
Yeah. Hold your horses. Yeah, right. Let's not forget that Sam Jacobs only averaged 97. This guy's lowest score was 97. Right?
Thanks for coming.
Right. The other thing is, he ended the season. So in his last three games, one of his games, 32 disposals, 15 hitouts, 124 points. Right? In his last game, which Leuenberger played, don't worry about me, mate. I'll just knock up another 32 touches at the same time. He doesn't need hitouts.
No.
He will find the ball. 32 touches in two of his three last games.
Yeah.
What do you need to be the second highest averaging ruckman? I think he's not going to average 112.
Yeah.
He's not going to average 100. I think he can average 95 to be number two.
Okay, and I'll accept that. That's fine. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. It's hard to tell. I just can't see. Like, there's the whole Leuenberger factor. Yep. Yes, he played one game with him at the end of last year, and he still got his
32 disposals. He gets numbers of midfielders.
All right, bit of insight here. I cheated this afternoon. I said, I messaged Rocky and said, "Do we have anything to worry
dear
about,
dear Rocky,
with the whole Louis and Stefan?" And he just said, "They are working that well in tandem. It's ridiculous."
What do you think he was going to say?
He tells me the truth.
That's a sort of...
He told me Redden's smashing it.
And he's trying the house down.
Everyone's trying the house down. Oh. So, yep, they're your top two. Anyone else in the mix there? You've got Mumford. I like Goldie a little bit.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I hate him.
Yes, that's not very fair.
Will Minson. I considered him for like a millisecond. Then I heard he was up the Great Lakes fishing here in Tasmania, and I thought he should be training.
Oh.
So I crossed him off pretty quick. He had a good season a couple of years back. But for me, it was a bit of a no-brainer. It was a three-horse race between Jacobs, Mumford, and of course Stephen Martin. You can't go past Martin, and I don't think you can't go past Sam Jacobs.
No, right. I think you've done really well there.
Thank you. Well,
Calvin, you've actually done pretty well with your two positions.
Good. I'm going home. I finished.
Horn Dog sounds surprised.
Why are you surprised? You're coming up, mate.
I know. All right, let's do it then.
And just quietly, I think he's got the easiest one to do.
Oh, yeah, but it's tough to get it in order.
All right, go for
it. All right.
Oh, yeah, fair
enough. Now, my first one here, for number one, the number one position, I know we've talked a lot about Swanee and how good we think he's going to be, his past history and all that, and undisputed, like, king of fantasy.
Royalty.
Biggest pig of fantasy ever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it may not even be matched. Rocky might do it, but...
But, yeah, no, at this stage,
as we're saying, king. Now, we were pretty excited about him averaging fairly highly, 105 plus or so. I've lowered that expectation a tad. I think 100's about where I'm at these days.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd love a little line bet on that.
I'll do it.
101 might be the line bet. I'll take unders.
I'll take over 101.
Righty-o. Oh, right. Jeez, maybe I'm wrong here. But I think my number one guy goes to Dustin Martin. I think he can take it to the next level. The 100-plus is definitely on offer for him this year, and I think he can definitely do that. 97 average the last two seasons. He's only into about his fifth season or so. He's just an absolute jet. And with this talk of midfield time, but he is going to be an engine room specialist for them.
Okay. And he's, in the past, he's averaged five straight years of over 115, has he?
Well, Swanee has, and he's going to be my number two pick. Swanee's there. Some people, I threw it out on Twitter as well, some people didn't even have Swanee in their top six.
Oh, some people have just lost the plot.
They have.
Didn't they? Well, maybe now that they know there's prize money, they won't be so silly.
Yeah. So, yeah, Swanee gets that. He did have a putrid season, in his own words, and I think he's going to be around that 100 mark, just slightly below what Dusty's going to do. So that's I'm going Dusty number one, Swanee number two. Then it's very – I kind of felt that these next two were easy. Two new dual-position players, Goddard, then Deledio. I've gone in that order, Goddard, then – and then Lids.
Okay.
You're happy with that?
Yeah, that is a very tough call.
It is. They'll be fairly close with each
other. I'm slightly the other way.
The only thing that... like, I've worried about Goddard. He did finish the year pretty poorly. Well, when I say poorly, he only averaged 84 from round 14 onwards. Mm. So that's not great for someone that, you know, I'm saying here is going to be the third best forward.
Yeah, as a previous Goddard owner, you will enjoy the dirty work he does around the back line.
Yeah, yeah.
It's brilliant.
Mind you, in the second half of the year, he didn't do that much. First half of the year, he was amazing.
He was kicking around with Pendles a fair bit.
I think he's going to be a 95-plus guy, so pretty safe there.
Yeah.
And then Deledio, I think that... Do you know what he did from round 15 onwards
last year?
He was really good. He was fantastic even. He didn't go under 90 from that time, from round 15, and that was... Actually, let's play a bit of Larry Emder, Price is Right. What average do you think he had from round 15 onwards?
Let's not forget that Richmond were coming home like an absolute freight train.
Will they be better this year?
Oh, equal.
Yeah, so, okay, two. So he might be able to do that.
All right, so what are the averages?
What did he average?
104.
Higher.
I'll go 110.
Lower.
108.
Higher.
Oh, no.
109.3, Calvin. Well done. Congratulations on getting that right. So, yeah, massive average. I think he can be there in that mix. So he could be interchangeable there with Goddard. Now, number five, probably the first little bit of controversy, I suppose. I'm going with Buddy.
Yes. And I thought, honestly, that Buddy would have been... I have Buddy slightly ahead of Deledio in my
It's tough.
Own
Buddy does... can throw out some lower scores. He did have some very low scores early, which is actually making him a bit of value
this year
to start with him. I think the stat that I like the most is that with Tippett in the side, Buddy averages 107 at the Sydney Swans.
Yep.
That is huge. That is awesome. So I think that's why he gets number five.
Copyright, Calvin.
Now, there are a few guys here, obviously, trying to get that number six spot. They're going, hey, Warnie, give us number six. And... here are some names, and one of them will be amongst this. Robbie Gray, who had a huge year last year. He played 22 games, which I didn't see coming from the start of the year because I've been a Robbie Gray fan in the past. Last year, didn't even get him at any stage because he was so good. So, he averaged 96 last year. I think he can be close to that.
He'll be close.
He will average 100.
Right. So he's got to be really high. Really? Like he's very close to that. Now, we can't forget about a guy that has gained forward status here. Jimmy Bartel, he averaged 99.2 last year.
Yep.
It is ridiculous.
His best season, like in the last five or something.
So, you remember we all kept not picking him because we were worried he was going to have a rest?
Yep. And he didn't. And
Jimmy, I think he's missed one game in the last 2 years or something like that.
So he was huge.
Like it was Steve Johnson.
Of the forwards available, he was the second highest averaging forward.
That's amazing.
Just missing out probably is the highest averaging forward. Boomer Harvey.
Oh,
it's a tough one to do. How could you not put him in number six?
How many times does that bloke have to get kicked down?
I know.
And he gets back up again.
Exactly.
He's turning 85 this year, so I think it's a...
Wow. That's a massive omission.
Now, then there's a couple of others. Another guy that gained DPP I had thrown out there on Twitter, Zeebel. I can't see him being...
No.
He can be in the mix, but not quite...
top six.
Yeah, not quite top six. A couple of young guns there. Devin Smith, who had a huge year.
I like Devin.
He averaged over 100 from round 11 onwards, so that's pretty
big.
That's
a long stint.
It is.
That's a long time,
and he's going into his fourth year, so it's just that, perfect time. It's like Roy talking about, these young guys who are going to step up. He could be there.
When you finish this, can we have a guess at who this last spot's going to?
You can.
I'm watching the dimples on his... he smirks.
Another little bit of young blood there. Didn't get the opportunities. Tom Mitchell.
Yes, I like it.
He wasn't there and thereabouts. So 138 he had in round 23 last year, which was pretty nice to be back in the side. He had that big kneeful game where he had 64 touches in that. All that sort of, he's got to get the opportunity. So
lot of money to pay for someone.
I know.
Might
risky.
Get in.
So
yeah.
I think I started him round one.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Okay. So like in his debut year, here's just a couple of things that I read about him today. 98 in his first game.
Yeah.
Started in the vest. Came on in the second quarter. Over the first eight games of his career, averaged 102. Now, he's got a discount this year on his 86 average. Mm. So his $432,000, he's just such value.
That's ridiculous.
He could be in the mix there too. All right. That's pretty much my list. So who do you think should get that number six position there? Robbie Gray, Jimmy Bartel, Boomer Harvey, Devin Smith, Tom Mitchell, Jack Zeebel is another one. Roy.
Robbie Gray should get it just ahead of Smith.
Devin Smith should get it based on the fact he's averaged over 100 basically nearly all year and just ahead of Robbie Gray. It better be one of those two, dog, or your dignity is about to walk out this door.
I would love to say Tom Mitchell because I think he can be huge. Can. I think he can be. But I think I'm going to play the percentages here, going soft, and I'm going with Robbie Gray.
Yay.
I just, okay. He did have that breakout, which was a breakout last year, and was just a premium. He was a premium. He should be a premium forward. Now, with all of these positions, before we move on, we're locking those in. That's what I'm going for. Do remember that positions change 3 times this year. So we could get some more forwards added that could come in the mix there. And also defenders there too, Calvin, for your list of people.
Oh, I hope they are, dog.
Yeah, well, yes.
Yeah. Not so, much back there.
So those guys could come into the mix. You know, let's say Roy Pendles couldn't make your midfield. But let's say he got forward status. This is just a crazy Warney call, but if he did, then I would say that he'd get in my top six of the forwards.
Are you saying that he's going to try to break the tag by playing forward?
Possibly.
Wow. There you go. You'd know.
All right, let's hit up the Twittersphere. And we've got a few questions in already from a lot of people that are tuning in, listening, and wanting to get some advice. Let's start with you, Calvin, because you're our backline expert.
Oh,
so,
aren't I?
right from the start, Remy would like to know, who would be the better pick down back, Hodgie or Simpson?
Oh.
From the start, obviously, this is what we're looking for.
I'm going to say neither.
Oh,
can
really?
I say that?
Well, you probably
I don't
can.
Think you should be paying that sort of money for a defender in the back line when they can be a little bit up and down on their day. Between those two, though, I would personally probably be going Hodgie. He's probably the more consistent performer, and he averaged 97 last year.
Yeah, I think I'd nearly say Simpson.
Well, you'd
be wrong,
because I'm the expert.
Because he had a couple of those low scores, which I think brings his average and therefore price down.
I think it just proves his vulnerability to
attack. Oh, it does.
It does. All right, now let's have a look here. Rightio. Let's see what we've got coming up. Now, other than Whitecross, who are the best options down back, Calvin? Jeez, we'll stick with you here.
Oh, why not?
Between 400 and 250K. So anywhere in that sort of...
I don't have my purse on me. I can't really see their price tags. Cheap options down the back line. Well, Bo Waters was there, of course, but you can cross him off at the moment. Give me that price range again.
Yeah, about the 400 down to 250K.
Well, Labumba. He's about 400.
Yeah, just a touch over.
He's a decent option. Look.
Slim pickings.
It's
for a bargain
incredibly
back there,
slim pickings.
Especially ones that you're going to be quite happy with.
Yeah. I'll chuck a couple at you. Maybe an Ibbotson.
Yeah, I like Ibbo.
He's all right. He's had a good few fantasy seasons before.
And he's been going all right too in the articles I've been reading.
And what about a bit of Seedsman? If you're looking for a bit of value there at 352.
You know someone else? It hasn't been mentioned all preseason. I reckon Sam Mays might
definitely
actually be
he's
pushing
that,
for
yeah.
a little bit of time up on the wing. Yeah. I think he can break out this year.
Yeah.
Significant improvement.
Right, Roy, Justin, he would like to know, when should we be looking to buy Rocky? Now, these are people that aren't starting with him, okay?
Okay.
When would you be looking to buy him? Maybe round 4 or 5 is his question. Will his price have dropped enough? Okay. Say this...
Don't say it's going up.
Round 2. If you don't get him round 1, you get him round 2.
Okay.
You have to.
Obviously, his price might go down after round 1.
No, I don't know. The thing is, I completely understand. I played around with my team today, and I have a fair bit more depth when Rocky... Yes, there was a couple of minutes he wasn't in my team. I went with someone else. But I think you would... Because he's starting so high, I think you'd actually want to give it a few weeks. If he does, is going to drop. It's going to take time to bottom out because it's so high, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be a few weeks.
So
for sure.
I think he's thrown out there around 5 or 6. You're probably looking at there to...
You are, and you're also weighing up your midfielders with their buy rounds
exactly.
coming up. So he might be, depending on who, of course, you've
actually,
picked.
Actually, there you go. You've just answered it. Because off the top of my head, they've got the first buy.
Yep.
Wait till he's
got that out of
played
the way.
That, and then wait till he's had his bye.
So round 12, halfway through the season.
Well, unless it's at a point where you cannot be competitive without him.
Right.
All right, Calvin, who would you start out of Hearn or Birchall? Remember Birchall too. He is a bit of a medial. He will possibly be ready for round one, but that's an interrupted preseason.
Oh, well, Hearn, that's easy. You've just given me the answer.
Well, you're happy with that?
I'm very happy
with that. Well, Hearn was solid for a while there last year too.
Yep. And Birchall can be a bit of a headache.
He can be, yeah, but I don't know. I'm a big fan of Birchall. I have been definitely in the past, so I'd be up with that. All right. How about a couple of rookies in each position that people can consider? Who are we thinking there? Maybe let's look in the midfield, Roy. Who are a couple of your really cheap guys that you're certainly starting with in the midfield?
I think one, Roy, I'm going to jump in. I'll give it to you. He's on the rookie list, though, that Vandenberg. A lot of people have been jumping all over him. 120K, averaged 30-plus disposals over the last 2 years in the NIAFL, so he's obviously a good one to look at.
I'm all over Patrick Cripps at Carlton. I reckon he's going to get more opportunity.
Yeah.
He's not technically rookie, but he's...
No, and I think that's a little bit different this year. We're looking at anyone under 200K is where we're thinking about these guys.
And, of course, Mitch Clark. What about Tim Membry?
Yeah, I like him going to St Kilda.
Yep, so he'll obviously look more. He's a swan, 165K.
Yep. More opportunity. More he's points, be more money.
Yep. And, of course, another one, back line there, Zach Jones. If he can get a gig, that is. Mm. Another one to keep an eye on is very popular pick at the moment is Dick. Hold your jokes. In with Carlton, so yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind Nathan Brown back there too.
Oh, he's a heartbeat, but he's not going to score.
He's not going to score a heap. All right, well, that's it for this week, gentlemen. So thanks, everybody, for listening. We've had a very, very busy show.
Lots of
different things. I think that's probably us for this week. So
awesome.
I have a feeling I'm going to cop some heat for my midfield pick.
I've got a feeling you will, yes. 100%.